Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Travel Juno. Welcome Liz Perry and Kara Tutley. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. Gosh, you know, today is my Friday, and it really feels like it. Briefly, remind us, what is Travel Juno?
Travel Juno is the Convention and Visitors Bureau for the Capital City. So our job is to market Juno to meetings and conventions and to independent travelers and get as many of those folks into town as we can. And our focus is Juno as an entire destination.
And what's your role there, Liz?
I'm president and CEO.
Oh, Madam President. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
Here. And Kara, anything to add?
No, I do marketing for Travel Juno. And worked with Liz now for 6 summers, actually. So we're 6 full years, yeah.
So how was your summer? Was it a good season for Juno?
Oh, we think so. We had some really great indications from our independent travelers as well as our cruise passengers. And it's one of those things where, you know, we're in the mix of trying to increase the number of independents relative to the number of cruise passengers as well. So we're always, you know, looking at all of our hotel properties, our Airbnb properties, and trying to, again, make Juno as attractive a place as we can.
That's great. So summer's over and that's it, right? You guys just take the rest of the year off.
That's wishful thinking.
No, just kidding. You don't hibernate in the winter. You want to remind folks that you're still here and active. So what did you get up to? What do you get up to in the fall, and what's coming up for winter?
Well, there are a lot of things that we're kind of closing in on. We use this time to start planning out new campaigns, either social media or other kinds of advertising and marketing campaigns. Right now, we're also working on our brand new travel guide and getting that one squared away, so getting it ready to go to print. It's also a time of year when Kara will be going to trade shows, and I'd like her to talk a little bit about the value of doing those shows to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as she said, this is the time of year we call it trade show season. Mm-hmm. So, different organizations all over the country and really world, for that matter, hold travel shows. And so some of them are consumer, some of them are travel agent focused, some of them are media, travel writer focused. So we try to attend those as we can, and those that make sense more for our location and the type of community and crowd that's going to be there. And so we've basically cut all just consumer shows and focused on, for budgetary reasons, and then put our focus in those consumer shows that have a combined mainly travel agent, as I mentioned, component to it. And that's where we also invite any of our partners to attend those with us. And so the benefits of working with those travel agents specifically would be to make those connections. And once you have those connections with the agents, they tend to be very, very loyal. And so for years and years, they'll make sure that their clients are coming to your business. And so we were able to provide that. We also are able to share the cost for all of us. So some of our partners want to attend these on their own. But when we go together, we still get that same amount of – we still get the same presence, but it's more affordable. It's also a great way to see what all is happening in the industry, because you're there with all the other businesses doing exactly with what, you know, what you're doing. We're there with other marketing organizations, destination marketing organizations, as well as different adventure, travel, forestry, any of those types of services, restaurants, all of that. Those businesses are there. So it's also a really – I think it's a really beneficial thing for any of the partners to go to. And then it's also just a lot of fun to work with others in the state as well. So we work closely with Anchorage on a lot of those things. So that keeps me busy through about April.
Wow, that's a long season.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun, though.
It is.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of networking and going out there and making those really important connections.
Exactly. And then just making sure that Juno's always thought of, you know, when people are thinking of travel, just make sure we're out there, get ourselves out there, our name, our destination, you know. So it's good.
I think you're doing a good job. I see quite a few visitors in the summer. Anything you wanted to add to that, Liz?
Well, we also do trade shows for our convention sales department, too. And that's an opportunity for Vicki Logan, who is our convention sales manager, to get out and get ahead of meeting planners and introduce Juneau as a meeting destination, talk about the services that Travel Juneau can provide, and, again, build those relationships. We have found both on the travel trade side and on the convention sales side that those relationships are really important for the long-term health.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So is there anything in particular coming up today that you want our listeners to know about, any upcoming events or anything they should be watching out for this winter or spring?
Well, we are developing and rolling out some winter promotions on behalf of the town and Eagle Crest, trying to target the Pacific Northwest for like a long weekend, so mm-hmm. people can kind of keep an eye out for those kinds of pieces. We also roll out a lot of local information on our Travel Juneau Facebook page. It's for Travel Juneau locals. We also have a locals page, which is TravelJuneau/TourismWorks, where we've got some information about the value of the industry to the community. And just last Thursday, we had a workshop for some local business leaders and got some ideas together talking about challenges of winter tourism and what the opportunities may be for that.
Speaking of your website, it's gorgeous. I love it. It's very beautiful. Lots of great photographs and a great place to find more information. And your Facebook page as well. It's active. It's informative. I find out about a lot of stuff. So are those the best places to go to get more information about events and happenings and what you guys are up to?
Absolutely. We have a pretty active events page on our website as well. And people can keep up with all things Juneau there and keep an eye out on our Travel Juneau's locals page.
And when is the new travel guide coming out?
I believe that'll come out end of December, first part of January. We're working with the printers now to get that date set.
Great. Great. Well, I'll look for that as well. Liz and Kara, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Mm-hmm. No, we just love our visitors and the benefit that they bring to Juneau.
Also, we'll have Santa at the gallery walk at our visitor center downtown. We're going to open up this year. So bring the kids by there and come say hi to us at Travel Juneau.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for doing that. Yeah, wow, you guys absolutely. Are Santa. Cool.
We're lucky. We're lucky.
The best Santa in town.
Well, thanks again for being here today and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for having us.